Can you just talk about coming back off this bye week and taking on kind of like Monday Night Football?
It's going to be a big week. Definitely preparing. You know, it's a team that I've never played in my career, and it's a team that we don't know a lot about. So, you know, with it being a Monday game, we gain an extra day, and we got to really put in the work. We got to be prepared, try to understand our personnel, how they're going to, you know, try to attack us, and be ready to go Monday night.
How nice was it to have that off week, the bye week, and did it come at a good time?
Yeah, I mean, we had played a lot of football before that. It was good to, you know, get a little rest, see what we want to work on, and you know how we can develop going forward.
What is it about this time of the year? What is it about this time of the year where you guys kind of step it up and get ready for kind of the long haul?
It's just an important part of the season. I think we have a good understanding of that, and you know we understand. You know it's not a time to relax. We got to try to amp up everything we do, and you know we know teams are going to be ready. Teams are playing for something as the season starts to end, and you know we got to be the same way.
Can you just talk about?
He's been a guy that's, you know, been a workhorse, coming in, studying, preparing really hard. And, you know, I think the best thing about it is you've seen when he's gotten opportunities, he's made plays, and he just has to continue to work hard and do what he's been doing.
How challenging will be defending these receivers with Steve Smith and company?
Everything. You know, with all the guys they have with Smith, LaFell, and Ted Ginn, and then you put that with Cam Newton's ability to throw the ball downfield and to keep plays alive, it's going to be a tough matchup for us in the secondary. I think they do a really good job of even getting the backs the ball in the pass game. So, you know, we got to be ready. You can't forget about Olsen, too, at the tight end position. So it's a team that when you watch them, you understand why they've won 5 straight games, and offensively they put up some good numbers and points. So a lot's going to be on us defensively this week, and we got to be ready to go.
Have you gotten a feel for what makes Cam Newton so difficult to contain or defend?
You talk about a guy his size, arm strength, ability, athleticism, at the quarterback position. So I think everything he's able to do makes him tough. You know, it's not a play that's dead. You know, when he drops back to pass, and you know when he decides to run, whether it be a planned run or just a scramble, he's tough to get on the ground. You've seen him make, you know, a bunch of plays. I think he has, 3 or 4 rushing touchdowns on the season. So he's a weapon that they use in, you know, all facets of the game.
Did I see that you? Did you go to the game? Your brother's game?
Yeah. I was. I was in the stands.
Are they banning you from the stadium?
Nah, man. They loved me there. I had on a nice Patriots hat and an Oilers jersey.